B-Pod Studios.
Hey, we are the Touchscreen Rich Radio Program. Watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv, Twitch app. Follow 98.5 The Sports Hub. What's going on, Rich?
So this is going to be a weird Super Bowl in that, like, I don't really care one way or the other who wins. I haven't really figured out where my alliances are going to be. I guess there's nothing to really hate about the Bengals. Like, I mean, it's a good story. I like Ja'Marr Chase. No, I mean, Joe Burrow's fine. And I guess that looking at the Rams, you know, there's one thing that I definitely don't like, and that is the way Odell Beckham ended up on that team, the way his father basically fired his way off of the Browns. So I guess there's that part of it. I don't know, but the Matt Stafford thing's all right. Either way, going into this, there's not like a team that I truly either like or truly hate. And maybe that makes me a little disappointed that the Kansas City Chiefs are not going to be there, because the more and more you learn about the Kansas City Chiefs, the more just you can't stand so many of the pieces of it. And I'm not just talking about, obviously, the players who, you know, have committed crimes and somehow are allowed to play there, or people on the coaching staff that have done some despicable things and people have essentially tried to wipe that aside. But then there are, of course, stupid things like the way that town acts anytime they get sniff anything near a championship. Like, remember when we played, of course, our good friend Bob Fesco.
Buddy!
Who lost his mind. And
he's living rent-free in the dome, baby.
We never played the prank call that one of our listeners made to Bob Fesco. Can you find that? So we'll play that in a minute. But, I mean, before they even made it to the Super Bowl, that town started losing their mind because they just thought this was a given. And I don't know if you knew this, but they already had a Super Bowl song ready to go.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and it was made by none other than Melissa Etheridge, who I guess is a huge Chiefs fan. Would you just like to hear a taste of it? Oh, it's
would
good. I? Oh, sure. She debuted it on television. Here's a little Chiefs song here.
For Andy Reid, there's a Kansas City Chiefs. And getting back to the Super Bowl is like chocolate cake. Once you've tasted something so sweet and good for the first time, getting back there again's the only thing on your mind.
The Calhoun. Calhoun.
Driving me crazy. Slice. Creamy, creamy frosting, sugar, ain't it nice?
And rest of stuff.
Give me some more of that chocolate cake. Give me some more of that chocolate cake.
That's the Super Bowl song, I guess. It's about eating
New
food.
England, the Patriots.
Rosie O'Donnell somehow was involved in that.
It's still better than New England, the
Bury
Patriots.
Bury the Bears, everybody.
They stole my song. Hey, got a group of wrestlers. Gonna eat some soggy swings. Drippy, drippy, drippy. Calhoun sauce. It tastes great.
Now, if you remember, Bob Fesco was the guy who was trying to pick a fight with the New England Patriots fan.
Hey, Boston, kiss my ass twice.
Oh, yes. He was very, very, he did not like us at all.
The chowderheads are melting down, and they're wondering why, you know, we're not going to another Super Bowl.
Okay, so he was flipping out a little bit. And then he made, like, one comment, which I thought was fairly strange. Do you remember when he was talking? Let's see if I could find this. Right.
Necessary if we're going to play the prank to find this clip.
We do have to find the clip. He was we're talking about, here it is. I don't know why he was saying this.
Hear ye, the Honorable Judge E. Rosen, whoever, in New England.
Okay. Yeah, which he was just saying, like, Jews. All those Jews in New England. Rosen, whatever.
I don't know what he was trying to say there. It was weird.
Like, it's just like,
I think it's pretty obvious. I don't think it's weird at all.
Yeah,
I think it's very clear that all the Jewish people, all the bad Jewish people, went to New England. Yeah, I mean, they should be looked down on.
Yeah.
I don't know what your problem is, Rich. I think, like, it's clear as day.
I mean,
I'm just happy I'm here and he's there.
The purification of New England needs to be happening.
Wow.
So apparently one of our listeners gave them a call a couple of days ago.
Ben in New England is dialing in. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. As Guns N' Roses, Axl Rose said, where do we go now? We've been there before up here.
Uh-huh.
We've been there before. But I am curious. They have a slightly lower Jewish population in Cincinnati, so what kind of jokes will you make? Any Judge Rosen, whoever, seen jokes about Cincinnati?
What? I don't know. I knew that one could go one of two ways. Yeah. I thought it was going to go the way. Rob in Blue Springs is up next. Good morning, Rob.
By the way, he knows exactly what he's talking about.
Does.
Because there's no way he didn't know that we made fun of him.
Well, of course.
I mean, it gets through the grapevine, and anyone makes fun of your show, I mean, you do listen to it. You want to hear what they had to say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who wouldn't be curious? I mean, Jesus, Howard Stern, you say one word about him, and the next thing it's on his show.
So, Fred, unfortunately, plans got thrown into the toilet because it looked like there was...
Sweet Chuck, that guy!
There was one... Oh, I gotta have some cake! There is one gentleman who was looking to launch his clothing line in Super Bowl week and is going to have to do it, unfortunately, without his brother playing in the Super Bowl.
Oh, boy.
And that would be Jackson Mahomes. Had ready to go for this week to be... Listen, take away the old Brady brand...
Mm-hmm.
That's old news. The Jackson Mahomes collection, which you can find right now, Fred, online, ready for your approval, is ready to go. And Jackson Mahomes has hoodies. He's got, oh, you know what? He's got masks that say Mahomes on the front.
And that, what a time to get into the mask business, is right when the UK has started to drop all this. Let's invest $1 million into cloth masks that don't work anyway.
Would you like a shirt that says Jackson from TikTok on it?
Oh, come on.
Or maybe a phone case that says Jackson from TikTok on it?
How much?
Well, the phone case is $22.
No, how much is the hoodie? Because,
again, $45.
Oh, okay.
By the way, it's reasonable.
I don't care if they're $2. Like, who wants the brother, not as good as my brother? Kind of not, gravy training.
That's the name of the name,
you know what? That'd have been kind of clever if it was just called Gravy Train and he was just wearing, like, the Gravy Train wear. Anytime you have to say, what your medium is, too.
Oh, yeah.
Jackson from TikTok. Ralph Mouth from television.
So Jackson Mahomes, if you don't know, he was the one who was, of course, gotten in trouble before for he poured a bunch of water on Ravens fans. On top of that, he was dancing on the memorial for Sean Taylor and then pretended to not know that that was indeed a memorial for somebody. The ultimate gravy trainer, but he has a YouTube channel, which is highly successful. Here he is. Launching his new clothing line, Fred. Now, it starts off with a video, of course, him and his best friend. That would be Brittany Mahomes, the one who is, of course...
Who has covered herself in glory, too.
Yes. So here he is talking about his brand new clothing line, Jackson Mahomes.
Hey, guys, it's Jackson, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. Today, I'm going to be taking you guys along my day.
Well, if you're, what a fair weather fan. He was jaguaring if it
I
wasn't
know,
3 years ago.
I was about to say, man.
And Jaguar.
I mean, pick a team. Smash that like button.
The Big 8 Morning Mess.
Hey, guys. Smash that like button. Subscribe.
Put your claws up.
Put your claws up. Haven't you ever seen cats, y'all?
Hey guys, it's Jackson, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. Today, I'm going to be taking you guys along my day, and, you know, come on.
Hi, Bobby. Hi, you smell Monty?
Here we go. See, near to calm.
Good. Let me see.
Okay, and that right there is Brittany Mahomes showing off how big her ring is to the TikTok video.
Which is very relatable. Because good thing you caught him in college, Brittany. Because them looks ain't getting you a millionaire outside.
God. What are you videoing
as opposed to everything else that we do that's not videoed? What are you videoing?
What are you doing today, Brett?
Thank you. What?
What are you doing today?
You're so annoying. Get out of here.
This is what I do every day.
Hey, guys. So this is my outfit for the morning. I'm going to be changing like 5 or 6 times today for my photo shoot. But like, I just want to do something cozy while I get my hair done. So this is the fit.
What's up, guys?
it's Jackson, and so I showed you a little bit of vlog early in my day, so I'm not gonna lie, I forgot to, like, vlog, like, the photo shoot part, but I'm gonna throw a clip in there, so, like, right now. So, I'm gonna tell you guys a little bit about Unathletic, why I chose Unathletic, and, you know, just tell you guys a little bit about it. So, for my haters, the reason I did Unathletic is because you're probably, like, sitting at home fat, eating popcorn, watching my YouTube videos, so why not do that and wear some Unathletic merch and be swaggy while you hate on my videos? And my whole life it has been compared to my dad, a Major League Baseball player, my brother's in the NFL, my godfather's a Major League Baseball player, and then there's me. Yes, I did play basketball. I loved basketball. I played it for so long, but I wasn't in love with it when I had the opportunity to go to college. So, after that, I went to college to study marketing, but then I started doing TikTok.
This is charisma personified.
Then I found TikTok.
Yeah, no, I just had, like, the most normal life. Hey, yeah, I played basketball in high school, and then I went to college, and then I worked in marketing. Wow, so you're basically everyone I know.
This is the worst person to be stuck sitting next to at, like, a wedding. Like, oh, boy. Save me.
But the story is like, wow, okay, yeah, I got my degree and I decided to go into marketing. Well, that's, wow. That seems like a very reasonable life choice.
It was very fun. I really loved it a lot. And now I'm doing YouTube, so you know what? That's like really Unathletic. So when I started to do Unathletic, I was very inspired by my fans because you know what? Like, you don't have to be an athlete to be successful. You can do anything.
Now that I will call into question. You're telling me that you don't have to be an athlete to be successful. I guess Stephen Hawking,
he might be the rare exception.
He's like the guy.
Okay.
I mean, maybe Stephen Hawking.
Sure.
And then other than that, I mean, you know, well, at least it's inspiring. They should play this in classrooms.
One day you too can be Jackson Mahomes.
Yes. I mean, there's a way to make money without being a professional athlete.
Oh, man. I bet he's going to be doing Radio Row.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that's too bad.
I don't know, man, about that.
Missed opportunity.
I don't know about that.
I've always...
Well, if I was his people, I wouldn't let him do Radio Row. Because he'd just get destroyed.
His people's him. I guarantee you he's just going to show up.
All right. I mean, what do you do to the guy, though?
Well, I think you just, like, let him talk.
Well, we're doing it now. This is fine. So far, he said nothing of interest to me, except for the very inspiring, you don't have to be athletic to be successful.
I would just say, what would you like to say to your haters? Just let him go.
Yeah, what would you like to say to your haters? Smash that like button.
Be an athlete to be successful. You can do anything and be successful. You can go to college and be successful. You can do TikTok. You can do social media. Like, there's so many.
You know what? You have so much better chance of being a professional athlete than getting successful at TikTok. It's unbelievable. You lost me there. See, college, I get. I think you got a lot better chance. You could go into TikTok. Well, then you're a failure if it's so easy.
And the fame never ends, too.
No, it's there forever.
Wide variety of things that you can do to be successful that's not playing sports or being an athlete. So you know what? Unathletic. Whenever I decided to start doing TikTok and start creating content for all of you guys, that I was known not as just Patrick Mahomes' brother, but as Jackson from TikTok.
No.
No, you're still Patrick Mahomes' brother. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we do that.
Fortunate is what you are.
Yeah, you've kind of missed the mark there. Now you're telling half-truths.
I'll never forget the first time that I was at a football game or at a store when people came up to me noticing me as Jackson from TikTok and not just Patrick Mahomes' brother.
That never happened at a football game. Never. Never.
It's like, I like what happened at a football game or at a store. Like, he doesn't know where it happened.
No.
or anywhere. Or
yeah. Yeah, I was at a Kansas City Chiefs game and people just went, oh, you're Jackson Mahomes from TikTok. Oh, I never put two and two together. Oh, you're his brother. Oh.
Hang on. Really?
Oh, boy. I wait a second. In a lot of times in press conferences, people will go, like, they'll be talking to Patrick Mahomes, and they'll go, like, wait a second. You're Jackson Mahomes' brother. Do you know that he went to college and majored in marketing?
And all of you guys think that I'm, like, super loaded, but...
He's the Elvis of marketing majors. Mm.
And all of you guys think that I'm, like, super loaded, but let's just remember my brother's the one that signed for $500 million and not me. So please go shop Unathletic and Jackson from TikTok because I'm broke.
Well, who? Whoa! I mean, this is a chasing and running scared. Somewhere Gregory Hines from the grave is saying.
Right, check out these check out these roller skates and short shorts.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
we're getting out of this whole contest.
They were roller skating for fun, and all of a sudden the bad guy came by. Well, I'd never heard Jackson Mahomes talk before, so there you go.
Well, I think you have heard him talk before.
Yeah, they sound very similar. Well, good for Jackson Mahomes. He has no money.
Bend your knees.
Okay, I will.
He'll live forever, that kid.
That's right.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, you know, my daughter watches Dance Moms constantly, and I got to tell you, those girls, now 5 years later, are all billionaires. There's nothing like being on TikTok to fill your wallets. Well, there you have it. Jackson Mahomes. I have a new respect for him. We will be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Make a great sports talk radio show work. You got to know when to talk.
Did you take anything specifically away from that game?
And when to listen.
What did we really learn about this team yesterday?
John, that is the exact question Rich just asked.
Thanks.
Is that right?
For listening.
How did I miss that?
To Toucher and Rich on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hey, we're Toucher and Reg, 617-779-0985. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, guys, what's going on? As if Mondays didn't suck enough at 8:15 on a freezing cold Monday, you guys decide to play that video of Jackson Mahomes and just completely and totally ruin my day and possibly my week now.
Just smash that like button. Yeah,
I'll get right on that while I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, actually trying to work for a living. This guy's making phone cases and masks because his brother makes $138,000 a day, and I'm over here like a sucker just trying to make ends meet.
Oh, no, he's broke. Didn't you hear? He's broke. He's got just to help him out.
Yeah, just because his brother's got $500 million doesn't mean that he's got any money. I mean,
I can't believe he sounds like that. Wow. I can't believe he actually sounds like that. You know, he's like 6'5".
Really? Well,
he's like, yeah, I mean, well, Mahomes is 6'3", you know.
He's taller than Mahomes, yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, if you're over 6'2", I don't expect you to sound anything like that. That's incredible.
Well, I never heard him talk before.
Here's what's going to happen is that by accident, he might sell a decent amount of those shirts and masks because it says Mahomes on it. And then he's going to say, see, look, people do like me. I'm like, well, what about the ones that say Jackson from TikTok?
I'm just telling you. I mean, talk about when the iron's hot. Getting those cloth masks out there. That's a really good investment right now. What a dummy. Will, go ahead.
Hey, guys. So I never seen a picture of this chick. And so I'm thinking, they must be kidding. She can't be that bad. She's like a 6.
Yeah.
I'm just some regular dude, and my wife's way hotter than her.
Yeah, my wife is better looking than Patrick Mahomes' wife, which is something that we can both take and say, hey, congratulations to us.
Yeah.
He's got way more money than us, and
we're doing all right.
See, because my theory is this, is Patrick Mahomes obviously is very ugly, and the idea is that she caught him when he was at Texas Tech. And then now they have a kid. So, and Patrick Mahomes, I would guess, is an honorable fella.
They've been together since high school.
Oh wow, even then. Yeah. Okay, so wow.
How about that?
So, all right. So, yeah, all right. So she lobbed on to him in high school.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. If Patrick Mahomes is single at his age and at his salary, he is not with that woman.
Well, I forgot about that, actually, until Jackson mentioned it there. I forgot his father was a professional athlete as well.
Yes.
So maybe he grew up somewhat well-to-do.
I would say somewhat well-to-do because... What kind of major league player was he?
He wasn't. He was middle of the road. He was good enough to hang around for a few years. I'll double check.
Because back then you were making like a couple $100,000.
If you played in the 90s, that's not bad money.
Yeah, like
the money
started getting good in the 90s. Pat Mahomes Sr. wasn't a star.
But the minimum contract was like $250 back then. It's nothing like it is today.
Yeah, it's 10 years in a league as a middle reliever.
Yeah, you probably walked out of there with $5 million.
Huh. Okay. But
$5, $6 million.
In the scheme of things, I mean, that's pretty good.
He grew up, you know, but what I'm saying is not like Mahomes' kids are going to grow up. You understand what I'm saying?
I mean, he never made more than $750,000 a year.
Oh, okay.
He didn't. So, which is, you know, obviously good money, but not like life-changing. Like,
it's not like middle reliever money now.
No.
He retired in 2001, Rich. It was a long time ago.
That was 21 years ago. Yeah. Things have changed immensely in that world. That changed absolutely.
2003, whatever. But the point is, it's a long time ago.
Have you guys seen the stat sheet, by the way, of the Oklahoma-Texas Tech game where it was Mahomes versus... Mayfield?
No.
Okay, hang on one second.
I'm sure it's ridiculous.
No, don't look.
Okay.
I am doing this.
By the way, it's, you know, it's so funny. Somebody is bringing up a point on Twitter that I was actually thinking during the Mahomes thing, and I know it's his last name, so he can make whatever he wants, but it is definitely reminiscent of Julian Edelman making T-shirts with Tom Brady's face on it, dressed like a Patriot, saying "Forever Foxborough."
How can you do that? I know, but don't compare the two things. I mean, Edelman is a great athlete.
But he's using someone else's
likeness.
Yeah, it's Brady's likeness. It's sort of the same thing. In fact, it's worse.
It's worse.
At least Mahomes is related to the guy.
But also, it's Mahomes' name. It just says Mahomes on it. So that's different. But, I mean, you take a picture of Tom Brady.
Okay.
Like, I can't make a shirt with Tom Brady on it and sell it.
On October 24th, 2016, Oklahoma played it at Texas Tech. Would anyone care to guess how many yards Patrick Mahomes threw for?
Oh.
700?
I'm going to say over 500 if you're asking about it.
700.
734 yards.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield, how many yards did he throw?
600.
200.
554 yards. Yeah,
I thought it was going to be like a dichotomy.
Leading rusher for Texas Tech.
How many yards?
Leading rusher.
Six.
Oh, Mahomes.
Mahomes ran for 85 yards and two touchdowns.
All right.
So Mahomes threw for 734 yards, five TDs and interception. Ran for 85 yards and two TDs.
Final score was like 62-49
or something.
It was
66-59. Right? It did go into... No, it did not go into overtime. That game is just ludicrous. He threw... You know, what Texas Tech didn't do, it's odd, is hand the ball off. In case you were wondering what the strategy of
Texas
Tech was.
Remember the run and shoot and how innovative that was?
Leading rusher outside of Patrick Mahomes got seven carries. The guy after him won. They handed the ball off eight times.
Oh, my God.
In a 66-59 victory. Joe Mixon, by the way, ran for 263 yards for Oklahoma. Man.
So it's a double-edged sword, though, with the Chiefs being out of it, is that, you know, I rooted, obviously, was very happy when they lost. But now there's like, I don't really care about who wins the Super Bowl.
No, I don't care at all.
Like, I don't.
I would like Stafford now to lose because it's like enough with the Detroit stuff, but not enough for me to care.
And the Bengals, it's a good story, but I don't really care about that story.
The thing about the Bengals that's good is if they win the Super Bowl, it's going to be one of those things that you're like, wow, they won the Super Bowl like 10 years from now. Because you'd be like, wow, they won the Super Bowl because that organization is so terrible.
Unless Burrow just continues to be that good.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you know.
You don't think Burrow can overcome?
No.
Okay. No, their owner's their GM. I know for a fact they spend less on scouting by a lot than any other team in football.
Right.
Like, he skimps on everything.
Sure. Yeah.
There's no way they're going back to another Super Bowl.
But, I mean, but between him and Jamar Chase,
that's two
it's
players.
Just, I know, but.
But it, all right, Marino and Duper and Clayton and everything else they had over there, and they went to one. So, congratulations. If Cincinnati wins, I'm telling you, it's going to be like when at least with the Dilfer Ravens team, you were like, oh, yeah, yeah. But then, what's his face from the Raiders went to a Super Bowl? Who was the quarterback? Rich Gannon.
Rich Gannon, yeah. Sure. He was the MVP that year.
Well, the one Super Bowl I went to, the Bengals were in with Ken Anderson.
Right.
And I remember that vividly at 7. I don't remember one thing about being there. Rex Grossman went to a Super Bowl.
Oh, yes, he did. And by the way, I mean, think about how close the Patriots were to winning a Super Bowl that
year. I was in Indianapolis that year. I mean, if they had gone to the Super Bowl, they would have beaten that Chicago team by 40.
They would have killed them.
Yeah.
And that
might be the worst
lost opportunity
Super Bowl team in my lifetime.
Yes.
Was that Chicago.
Okay, so I don't know if you saw this news from overnight that broke. So, I mean, obviously, Miami finally got their coach. They got Mike McDaniel, who's that nerdy dude who is the offensive coordinator.
By the way, he is biracial.
Yes, which I didn't know. But he is a minority hire. So, you know, with all the Stephen Ross, you know, controversy, he's there and he's, you know, they end up having to give up 2 third-round compensatory picks, but he's there and he's kind of a nerd and he's kind of a funny dude and people like him. But the Texans, I don't know what the hell is going on there, because they got rid of a guy in Dave Culley who may not have won a lot, but was set up basically to fail, but they played hard for him. And to be quite honest, what's his name? What's the name of the rookie quarterback that they had?
Davis Mills.
Davis Mills played really well at the end of the year.
Shockingly so.
He was good.
Okay, the two things on him, though. He's 66, and he's getting paid an awful lot of money.
All right, but that doesn't matter to me, because I think that, I mean, that's something that he was promised anyway. Fine, it's part of the contract. Here's what their plan was. We want to bring in Josh McCown.
Yes.
And so here's what ended up happening. But
Josh
since
McCown,
then.
Who's coaching, what he's done since he retired 2 years ago, is he coached quarterbacks for a high school team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has no professional coaching experience.
And he's like a big Bible guy.
Well, that's probably why Easterby is so into him.
Yes.
So Easterby is obviously still running the show over there, even though it says it's Nick Caserio. And then on top of that, you got Cal McNair is an absolute idiot who's the owner of the team. So they really, really, really wanted Josh McCown. But they had Brian Flores also as someone they were interviewing. All this stuff breaks out with Brian Flores, and they're like, okay, well, obviously we can't get McCown because that looks really, really bad if we got rid of a black guy and then we bring in somebody with no coaching experience.
And also no one else would interview McCown, which their big thing was they wanted another team to
legitimize.
To legitimize their hire by interviewing them. And every other team said, I'm not wasting 5 minutes talking to him.
Right. So they waited. Nothing was there. Because it would obviously look awful if you got rid of a black coach to bring in
Jim McCown. I don't care. This is beyond race. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. It's another factor, but you can't hire Josh McCown.
And then Brian Flores ends up doing what he did this past week. And they're a little scared by him. So they said at the last minute, you know what? Let's get Lovie Smith. Let's see what he's been up to. And it sounds like by the end of the day today, he is going to become their head coach.
Lovie Smith was the coach of that Chicago team that went to the Super Bowl.
Was he the coach at the time? Yeah, because it was.
Was he the head coach?
Because it was the
Lovie Smith was the head coach.
It was the first Super Bowl with two black head coaches, I believe.
That's good memory.
Because it was the elf dentist for the Colts.
Yeah. Yes.
And it was Lovie Smith for the Bears. That's right. But Lovie Smith, have you seen him lately?
Yeah, he's got a cool beard.
He's got that big old gray beard now.
He's got a cool beard.
So you're going from Dave Culley to Lovie Smith?
How old's Lovie Smith? He's got to be pretty old.
He's got to be in his 60s?
He's got to be in his 60s by now.
He's 63. Well, maybe you should have kept Dave Culley.
Yeah, I mean, like, what was their plan?
I guess you should have kept Dave Culley.
Yeah, if this was the move you were going to go with, you had no plan.
Can you imagine being a Texans
fan? Well, actually, they did have a plan, and this plan was get Josh McCown.
Yeah.
And now
that's the guy they wanted.
Which is stupid.
Of course it is.
But, so there's no upside to any of this. How can you be a fan of that team with that owner? Like, you're never going to be good. And they're always going to do, like, really dumb stuff. And say what you will about, like, teams like the Jets and Lions. Like, there have been times where people were like, oh, well, this is a good move. Like, they're in the right. Like, how many times? Like, I mean, the Jets had Parcells. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, there's been times where, like, things have been going correctly.
Well, the Rex Ryan, you know, when he first got Rex there, Ryan. That went really well. They went to the AFC Championship.
Yeah, you know, like, the Lions at Barry Sanders went 12-4 one year. But just with Cal McNair, like, you're never going to be good. Like, you're just not going to be good. You screwed up the one good thing you had going with the relationship with your quarterback mm-hmm. and ownership. He screwed that whole thing up. I just don't know how you can be a Texans fan. You're just setting yourself up for not even hope. Because, you know, you can be a Lions fan and never win anything, but at least there's been moments of hope. I mean, the Ford family aren't the world's greatest owners, but they'll spend money. They drafted Stafford. There's, like, stuff they did. They drafted Calvin Johnson. There's, like, things they've done. I don't know how you can be a Texas fan.
Yeah, Houston's had good players. I think they made the second round of the playoffs. That's as far as they've ever been.
No, but that was before Cal McNair took over.
Yeah, because when did his dad die?
Not too long ago. Cal McNair has only been the owner for a little while.
Yeah, I think it's less than 5 years ago that his dad died. Yeah, yeah. He took over.
I'm talking about
and he brought in Easterby. Which, as long as Easterby is essentially running the show, and you're not going to get anything done.
Yeah, well, Cal McNair brought in Easterby.
Yep, he did. So. 2018 was when the father died.
Okay, so, yeah, and then he brought in Easterby.
My favorite story is when, I forget who it was, which quarterback was telling the story, but he goes into Cal McNair's office.
Right.
And Cal McNair is just sitting on the floor and playing video games. The only thing that's in the room is a big TV and a PlayStation.
Well, I've heard him called Tommy Boy by national guys. Like, Cal McNair stuff's not just us. I mean, Cal McNair's widely known as a huge idiot.
Yeah, Cal McNair's been in charge for 3 years.
Yeah.
Bob McNair died in 2018.
And by the way, compare him to what Mark Davis is. Mark Davis may have a stupid haircut. Well, Mark Davis has done a pretty good job over the last several years. Like, he's been a pretty good owner. I mean, he got them a brand new stadium.
Yeah, he spent a lot of money. He got Gruden. I mean, he's they've drafted well.
They're in the conversation right now.
They're a playoff team.
Right. They're a playoff team.
He's not as bad an owner as Cal McNair.
No, he's not. We thought so at one point.
I'm just talking about being the son of an owner and having to take over when they die.
Right.
Mark Davis has done a pretty good job.
Yeah, he's okay. But Cal McNair and Dan Snyder are really the two. And Brown from Cincinnati is no great shakes either. And he's the son of a guy, obviously. Brown in Cincinnati, and he's a cheapskate. So, listen, I've been to Cincinnati a couple of times. It's not a great city. It's nothing to write home about. But you know what? Let them have the Super Bowl, because I'm telling you, they're never making another one.
That's who I think I'm ultimately going to root for, because I've got no reason not to. But the other side of it, I don't like how they just bought it with money, and I don't like the whole Odell Beckham thing.
I don't know. I don't know who to root for. It's one of those deals where I'm going to sit down in front of the TV set and go, oh, yeah, okay, I'll root for this team. Or something in you is like, oh, I don't want this team to win. That'll probably be what happens.
Yeah, something in New England will happen. Ramsey's in the new Jackass, so you got that going.
And it would be obnoxious, too, if they won in L.A. and all the celebrities out there with their stupid fake Rams gear on.
Yeah. But then you don't have to be on Facebook with a bunch of people from Detroit that's like, way to go, Matt. Which is annoying, too. All right. I want to hear about this TV show that you got going.
Oh, we got a new show, Fred. Something that we're going to be watching every week.
All right. We will find out about that here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's called the Toucher and Rich Show, but you can't forget Waller.
You explain it to me, John. Explain it.
Honey.
Did you call him honey?
I did. This is like the argument I had with my wife last night.
Pull it.
Now, more Toucher and Rich.
We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. And I'm always looking for TV shows. I mean, we can't watch Dance Moms. What up, Abby Lee Dance Academy? Can't watch it constantly.
my daughter because she had COVID. I mean, I cannot tell you how many episodes of that show I've seen.
Dance Moms?
Yes. Dance Moms.
Is it just about how crazy and psycho they are and it's
overproduced
with a when someone says something inappropriate?
It's not produced at all, really, but it's incredibly fabricated, obviously. But, I mean, Abby Lee, despite being very, very large, gets the best out of those girls. I mean, she's the best. But, Rich, you're telling me there's something on TV coming up other than Dance Moms.
You're going to have to wait until March 16th. This show was just announced. Fred, let's take a listen.
This. Here we go.
Raven superstar Ray Lewis on a new CBS competition series.
He will face off against 8 other celebrities as they rely on their wits, their intelligence, and muscle to survive in
the... I'm out!
5-15-75.
I have lost the first episode. You've required me to rely on my wits.
And intelligence.
I cannot find my wits anywhere.
That's why I'm still kissing you in the mouth.
I just heard the muscle part. The first thing is finding my way from the trailer to the set.
As they rely on their wits, their intelligence, and muscle to survive in the Panamanian jungle.
The show is called Beyond the Edge. It premieres March 16th at 9 p.m., and you can watch it here on
I'm going to bring all my warm clothes. I can survive in the Panamanian jungle if you just bring the right amount of warm clothes.
It's not warm. It's very hot there.
I can build an igloo.
Babies paying attention to this craziness.
So
I'm going to get there and ease the seat back.
Somebody who works for CBS knows exactly what they're doing because it's 8 different celebrities. Now, there's people that I don't know. There is going to be like Lauren Elaine. I don't know her. I don't know who Craig Morgan is. And I don't know who Colton Underwood is, but I do know.
He's a bachelor.
Fine. Jodie Sweetin is going to be on it, of course, with Full House.
Jodie Sweetin, you're going down. You'll know Candace Cameron.
No, she's not. Paulina Poroskova, who is, you know, Rick Ocasek's ex-wife.
I loved Rick Ocasek. I loved him, but in the OJs.
Yes, but then look at...
He was not in the OJs. That's right, Ray Lewis. I think he was in the Cars.
Rick Ocasek, more like Rick Not Goodzik.
Well, I think he's not here anymore.
He's dead.
He is dead.
Like that guy in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Like the dude in Atlanta, yes.
Right. He's gone. Yeah, who blooded up my suit.
Yeah, I know. It was very rude of him.
You ever find that thing?
Huh?
You ever find the suit? You ever find that?
No, the dumpster dumped out.
5-15-75.
But the 3 athletes that they have booked for this show are just, I mean, phenomenal. First of all, you know, of course, Ray Lewis. Then they got Meta World Peace, who obviously is somebody who's not afraid to run their mouth. And then Mike Singletary, who, if you have not been following Mike Singletary, has become a straight-up maniac.
Yeah, Mike Singletary, a lot of hits.
So they drop them off in the middle of the Panamanian jungle, and they make them have to do all sorts of tasks in order to survive the day. And it looks like it's straight-up hell. And I can tell that from the beginning of it, that Mike Singletary might not last more than a day because they can ring a bell and leave at any given point. It's all to raise money for charity. But they show the big preview and the big trailer, and I watched the entire thing. A lot of Ray Lewis clips, decent amount of Meta World Peace, and then they show Mike Singletary's face. And he's in the promos. I guarantee you he is out on day one. Hell no, am I doing any of this stuff.
Well, I'll do it all.
I know you will. Absolutely you will.
That's why I'm still kissing you in the mouth.
That's right. I put my hand up in between my legs and ease the seat back.
No, that's Panama, the Van Halen song.
That's right.
That's not where
you're
going.
That's all you need to know about Panama. I have a collection of Panama Jack shirts from around the world.
That's all you really need to... Listen, that's all you need. You win. Whoever brings the most Panama Jack wins.
Jay-Z. In the trailer, you hear Ray say, "I'm done is not an option."
Oh, wow. I would think in the physical part, he has a... You know,
he can do
advantage.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The professional athlete might be able to do that.
How about murdering, hiding, and lying?
See, I would think that stabbing somebody or like maybe hiding the person who did stab it, then that would be.
What if there was a rule that like he couldn't have any of the knives? They have to cut through the underbrush, and they're like, "Ray, no, you can't have."
Isn't that. Sweden kind of a mess too?
She was. She had a meth addiction, I believe.
Oh,
I believe she has been sober for many, many years.
Oh, okay. I know you saw her on TV this morning. I said, well, I know why she's on there.
Well, yeah, she's doing the SAG tributes and taking advantage of that and getting herself on a show that... Do you think this show makes it to its fruition? For instance, like a Survivor, I don't believe, has ever ended before a winner was declared. Do you think that this is like Jeopardy on SNL? Like where they just kind of give up and everyone loses the first day?
Well, I remember there was a show called Kid Nation. Do you remember this? It were like Kid... Oh, it was where they took a bunch of children to live together.
Oh, yeah. Then it was, and they put them in like a town.
Yeah. And they had to see like, what would happen? Will they be able to create their own government and their own sort of thing? And it got such a massive backlash because in the first episode, like a couple of the kids were like, I want my mom.
Yeah. They took them on this bus and like dropped them off like in this prefabricated old West town. It was the most misguided thing ever. And you're right. Like a couple of years ago, I read an oral history of where those kids are now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And like none of them knew what was going on. And like their parents got them involved.
How many of them are messed up?
Well, I don't think there was any like crazy story about them having PTSD or something.
I think it was more about they were raised in a family that would allow them to do something like that.
Okay. The gist of it was like they had no idea what was going on. Like they had no idea what they were getting into.
And the,
like the obviously they... You know, built it up for television to make it look more dangerous. I mean, the kids obviously were never in any danger, but I mean, they got put on a bus. Like, some of the kids were like, it's great. I was on a bus and I didn't have any like supervision.
I think they were as young as 8.
Yes.
Like, it was like from 8 to like 13 years old.
Yes.
And the very first episode, they were like crying for their parents. And it's like, well, it's going to be another 3 weeks till they can see their parents. And so it got such a massive backlash that it just got yanked. So nobody knows how any of it ended. I mean, they filmed an entire season. It wasn't live. So they just like ended up. Well, I guess we're done with that.
Yeah. This stuff's not live. I'm just wondering if this makes it to, because putting it on in March speaks to how much they believe in it. But
although that is March Madness, right? In CBS, don't they carry a lot of that?
Yeah, so March Madness is CBS.
Yeah. So this is CBS during that time.
The Bachelor, I don't care that you're Jewish.
I might actually watch this because I think it comes on after Survivor. And I do watch Survivor. And that's Wednesday nights. It's at 9. So it will be Survivor into Ray Lewis. Oh, that's 2 hours of good. That's some good TV right there. Right.
There it is.
Beyond the Edge, Fred. So we will make sure that, I have a feeling that Ray Lewis will probably use many of his rousing speeches to pump them up, the kind that Mike Flynn said that he tuned out when he was in the locker room.
If you don't think Ray Lewis is 90% of this, you're out of your mind. Ray Lewis is, I mean, he's the guy. He's going to talk more than anyone else. He's going to be the guy. I'm installing myself as the leader. That's going to be the first thing that goes on. All right, we're going to talk to Chris Forsberg as the trade deadline's coming up. You have a very hot, very hot Celtics team. We will talk to him in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.